l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Il-Gvern Federali jgħid li l-ewwel numru ta' persuni li niżlu l-app tal-mobile COVID Safe li jirrekordja l-infezzjonijiet mill-coronavirus fl-Awstralja kien numru f'saħħtu. It-tobba nurses u gruppi tan-negozju u banek ukoll qegħdin jissapportjaw dan l-app li huwa wieħed volontarju u li ġie llonċjat tal-pubbliku nhar il-Ħadd li għadda. Tal-inqas miljun Awstraljan għamel id-download meħtieġ ta' dan l-app li jismu COVID Safe għat-traċċi tal-każijiet ta' COVID-19 fl-Awstralja. Dan tħabbar mill-Ministru Federali għas-Saħħa Greg Hunt permezz ta' Twitter ftit siegħed biss wara li l-app kien illonċjat. L-app juża teknoloġija Bluetooth biex jikkuntattja lill-persuni li jkunu ġew esposti għall-coronavirus.
It's the most basic of data. It's simply about helping to save your life, to protect your life and to protect the lives of our nurses and doctors and those with whom they come in contact.
Ħanti jgħid li jekkem xi ħadd li jinsab inkwetat dwar il-privatezza tiegħu dan jista' juża isem false meta jirreġistra għall-app. Il-Gvern Awstraljan qiegħed jittama li t-testjar iktar wiesa kombinat ma' dan l-app iwassal għal tnaqqis iktar kmieni tal-miżuri tax-shutdown ekonomiku li hawn bħalissa. Intant il-President tal-Assoċjazzjoni Medika Awstraljana Tony Bartoni jgħid li l-app huwa parti importanti tal-azzjoni Awstraljana fil-konfront ta' din il-pandemija.
The COVID-19 Safe app will assist in automating part of that contact tracing process. That laborious, slow process which, together with the marvelous community response, has been implicitly responsible for reducing the spread of COVID-19 in the community and flattening the curve.
Annie Butler, il-Segretarju Nazzjonali tal-Fundazzjoni Awstraljana tan-Nurses u Wiebel tajt li bħala nurse hija se tniżel l-app. Tispjega f'iktar dettall.
The app is not intended as a panacea. It is just an additional measure along with all the other measures that have been put in place and will continue to be put in place to manage the COVID-19 pandemic in Australia. I'm no technical expert at all, but my understanding that this operates by a Bluetooth handshake, and right now it's the only safe handshake we're allowed to have.
Il-Kunsill tan-Negozji fl-Awstralja wkoll jappoġġja l-app. Il-Kap Eżekuttiv tal-Organizzazzjoni Jennifer Westacott tajt li iktar ma jkun hemm persuni li jniżlu dan l-app, iktar ikollna s-sigurtà u iktar inkunu nistgħu innaqsu mir-restrizzjonijiet malajr. Riċerka ġdida mill-Istitut Awstraljan turi li 45% tal-Awstraljani qalu li se jniżlu l-app tal-mobile, waqt li 28% qalu li mhux se jniżluh. 27% jinsabu nċerti x se jagħmlu. Waħda mir-raġunijiet ta' din id-dilemma hija propju l-privatezza tal-persuna. Il-Gvern jixtieq jassigura li l-pubbliku u jserraħ il-moħħ tal-poplu dwar dan, u l-Ministru għas-Saħħa Greg Hunt jgħid li dan l-app il-ġdid għandu sempliċement ilan li jwaqqaf it-trasmissjoni tal-virus fost il-komunità. Hunt jispjega kif jiġri dan fil-prattika.
And there are over 500 cases in Australia where we've never found the original source. It may be that two people have been standing in a line and one of them had accidentally been a little bit close. They might have been on public transport together. The names are not known and you would not be able to find that person and notify them that they're at risk. And they in turn might be in contact with a doctor or a nurse. And that's how an infection can get into an aged care centre, and it will help us as we seek to return to normal and the Australian way of life.
Intant, il-Ministru għall-Affarijiet Interni Peter Dutton jgħid li l-app kien iddisinjat fuq il-modell Trace Together ta' Singapore li jaħdem billi jiġbor informazzjoni forma ta' teħid tal-idejn b'mod digitali. Jelabora f'iktar dettall.
I was tested positive for COVID. You need to race back through your diary, work out who you've had contact with, but of course there are people that you walk past in the street or that you stopped at the coffee shop or at the chemist or whatever, and you don't have all of that detail. The beauty of the app is that it can have a handshake, if you like, with people that you've been in close proximity with, phone to phone.
Permezz ta' teknoloġija Bluetooth fuq il-mobile, l-app iżom rekord ta' mobiles oħra li wieħed jiġi f'kuntatt magħhom u jirrekordja wkoll kemm kienu qrib ta' xulxin u żmien li damu fil-kuntatt. Il-Gvern jgħid li tal-inqas jeħtieġ li 40% tal-popolazzjoni tniżel dan l-app biex l-awtoritajiet tas-saħħa jiġbru biżejjed informazzjoni biex dawn l-isforzi għat-traċċi tal-virus ikunu effettivi. Intant huwa proprju dan il-fatt li anqal ħsibijiet rigward il-privatezza tal-persuna. Justin Bird ilu jaħdem fit-teknoloġija 20 sena u jgħid li hemm dubji dwar l-effettività tal-app COVID Safe.
It is able to run in the background, like that was one of the issues in Singapore. People would download the application, but it required you to kind of keep it in front and running because of the way that the Bluetooth connection worked. They've solved those problems with the Australian app, so that's really good, because now the app will be just as effective on Android devices as well as iPhones and iOS devices. So I think all of those things are making it much easier to use. The actual number of people using the app, it's important that everybody uses this app. I know that people were talking about 40%. If we had more than 50% of the population using this application, that would be really great. And again, I don't think people should be worried about the privacy implications. There's more information about people online than this app will ever be able to hold on to.
Il-Ministru għas-Saħħa Greg Hunt jgħid li l-uffiċjali tas-saħħa jkollhom aċċess għall-informazzjoni rilevanti mill-app innifsu.
I've already signed in to law on behalf of the government a Biosecurity Act determination which prevents access, which ensures that the data has to be kept on an Australian server. It cannot leave the country. It cannot be accessed by anybody other than a state public health official. It cannot be used for any purpose other than the provision of data for the purposes of finding people with whom you have been in close contact, and it's punishable by jail if there's a breach of that. Importantly, the data is deleted from your phone after 21 days. It's been assessed by the Privacy Commissioner, and there are only four things that are required from an individual. Obviously, your phone number, your name, your age range, and your postcode.
Intant il-kellimi fl-oppożizzjoni għas-saħħa Chris Bowen jgħid li huwa importanti li l-liġi dwar l-app COVID Safe tkun suġġetta l-iskrutinju tal-Parlament u partikolarment mill-inkjesta tas-Senat dwar ir-rispons tal-Gvern Federali rigward il-coronavirus.
Of course, it's essential that there be some sort of parliamentary role and some parliamentary oversight of the legislation and some opportunity for the parliament to examine the legislation before we actually vote on it. Obviously, it's a matter for Katie Gallagher and her committee. I imagine there'll be a hearing. There'll be an opportunity for the government to put its case. There'll be questions asked about the privacy implications. And that'll be an important step for the Australian people to see whether their concerns have been addressed.
Intant il-Gvern Federali stqar li l-liġi dwar l-app se tiġi sottomessa fil-Parlament fix-xahar id-dieħel. Biex tibqgħu aġġornati dwar dak li għandu x'jaqsam mal-coronavirus, komplu segwu sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.